Tonight, step into Eric A. Sinati Unplugged, where raw truth meets the relentless insight. And I'm Eric A. Sinati, your no-holds-barred guide through the grit and grind of today's tough issues. Welcome to the show, folks. Welcome to the show. This is a continuation of our exploration, our docu-series of the intelligence community. In this episode, we're going to continue the in-depth exploration of the intelligence community, the IC. If you're watching on your TV, look at the ticker on the bottom of your screen, folks, and that is how you can contact the show, Eric at ericandrewsinati.com, Eric at thehostilezone.com, or thehostilezone at bbstalkradio.com. Obviously, if you're a follow-through, you know I'm the host of the syndicated show, The Hostile Zone, that also airs on this network. If you're listening to the show, then I just gave you all the contact information, but you can't see the nice ticker on the bottom of the screen. So then you should have wrote down the contact information. If not, you can check us out on any podcast platform, YouTube or iHeartRadio or any of the apps we will appear. Just look for the show. In the intelligence community, the IC, there is several agencies we mentioned in previous episodes. Are roughly 18 agencies that are out there. There's some big ones that you know of, which we talked about. We talked about communities, how examining across all the agencies with critical coordination between them, which agencies such as CIA, NSA, and the NGA, as they continue to counter domestic and international threats to national stability. Folks, and this is really key. From intelligence gathering that informs national strategies to covert operations serving as the unseen safeguards, we're going to break down the key players and the tactics that keep our nation, folks, one nation, keep our nation secure. Join us as we uncover the strategies and the alliances that define our intelligence community, the IC, and the efforts that they tirelessly put themselves through to protect our freedom, our democracy from the emerging threats that exist out there. Stay with us through this episode because we're going to break it down. I'm going to go as far as I can into the continuation of the agencies. The next agency we're going to discuss is the DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency. Probably one a lot of you know, or maybe you don't know. If you do know, listen through and hang out. If you don't know, pay close attention, take notes. The role of the DIA is focused on military intelligence, offering critical analysis of the capabilities and the intentions of foreign military. Ultimately, everybody coordinates with each other to make it a little bit more understanding. The DIA really hones in on the specificity of military movement, military intelligence and tactics. However, again, this is one community, I see. Yes, everybody has a slice of the pie, like we talked about, but at the end of the day, all those slices do become an actual full pie. So this is the military side, but don't be confused that all they handle is military, that general philosophy of what their purpose is. But of course, they may come across other things as they go, and that's where interagency collaboration and information sharing comes into play. The DIA analysts support the armed forces directly, and they produce threat assessments on a daily basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, relevant to all national security, whether it be one country, another country within our nation. They're looking at everything, and they're working and coordinating with other agencies to ensure that the best interest of our nation moves forward. The impact of the DIA's report to inform decision makers is very important because they are informing these decision makers of information that they have gathered from on the ground intelligence, from other intelligence, direct assets from people or through electronic means, whatever different way in which they were gathering it. They're putting that together and they're discussing about other nations and what those military leaders are thinking and doing, and how that may affect our nation on our home front, as well as our assets overseas and our allies. This allows for a very proactive defense. So this is allowing the United States to be proactive to avoid, and that's the purpose here, folks, to avoid activity happening on our home front. Negative actions, terror acts, acts of disturbance, infrastructure, misinformation, disinformation, all of this stuff can be encompassed into one kind of area of worrying about intelligence. It's everything. It's not just an actual act of one thing. It is anything that could happen here in the United States and overseas. But this is the part that we really want to preface here. We don't want you, America, none of us want something to happen on our soil, on our land, within the confines of the United States. And that is, I think, where people tend to really not focus their thoughts. They're worried about our engagement all around the world. And yes, there is engagement going on all around the world, but if we're not engaging in some kind of intelligence operations, other operations, whatever, on the ground, elsewhere, we run the risk of it being on our front doorstep. And I think that is it where we really have to focus that. So we're going to take a short break. Don't go anywhere, because I'm going to go on more about the DIA, but I figured...
Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today, acorns.com/share, or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC, and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sonati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio.
Sonati, unplugged. Here we are. Going back, we were discussing the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency. If you're just tuning in, where this is our follow-again episode, continuing on in our dissection, our discussion, breaking down of the IC, the intelligence community. We are talking about the DIA. Some statistical information. The DIA analysts produce roughly 10,000 intelligence briefs in just the year 2023, some of which directly discussed threats against the president, threats against our election system, all of these things. Thank God we know that our president is alive, our president-elect is alive, both are safe and well. We know that we had an election that we're going to get into another episode about that. We know that there was no tampering of our election. At this point, we know, and that is a good thing. And I think I must preface that with a congratulations to President-elect Donald J. Trump. Congratulations to our new president-elect. And again, best wishes, Vice President Kamala Harris, in her attempt to win this presidency. However, she still is the VP, and we must recognize and respect that. Good race, good ending to both. I felt that there was a not as nasty as some might have thought it would have been, and I'm glad that it worked out well. Now, moving forward, into the essential role of covert operators in the IC. Within the intelligence community, not all operatives are officially, quote unquote, on the books, which is probably something that people thought about, maybe really didn't put too much thought in it. Carrie, what's your thought? Did you know about that part? Other than our talking off camera, but
about the covert operations?
Yeah.
Is that fair to ask me? Because I know that.
I know you do, but I mean, we talk.
And I have a hard time trying to say that I was surprised, right, or didn't know it or whatever.
People really probably knew this was going on. Have they been officially told? I don't know. That's the question.
I watch Jack Reacher, and I watch, what's that? There's another one that's something like that.
Yeah, Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
And Jason Bourne, right?
Yeah. I knew about that.
And we discussed on another episode how Hollywood really played a pivotal role in national security for years. We know that. I believe I got into Argo, right? And I fell into a sea hole discussing that. It was real. And it happened. I don't really know if America truly understands how real that really was, that really happened. And that movie is pretty much on point. You know, of course, it has some dramatization. It's got to be fun. Everything has to be fun for the camera to make it. But I mean, the premise of the whole operation, the op was what it was, to rescue hostages under the guise of making a Hollywood movie. Where that comes into play with this is that what we're talking about, that people who are quote unquote not officially on the books, otherwise sometimes known as NOCs, non-official cover, operatives that don't exist. Operatives that when they get their IRS bill, they were to print out their resume and their tax records, it would never reflect any one of the 18 or so agencies belonging to the IC. And again, there's several 18 agencies roughly in the intelligence community. The NOC, the non-official cover, you know, the operatives that don't exist, the ghost, right? Have you heard the term a ghost or a spook before, Carrie?
Yes. I have.
Now, based on your experience, and when you hear somebody say, oh, he's a ghost or he's a spook, what do you think? Like, explain that in people regular every day. I don't know what it is. That's why I'm asking you, because I don't want to make it too difficult for people. So maybe you can make it. It's there, but well, I don't think people understand that.
When I watch movies, because I love them, I get
You've been in Hollywood a long time, I believe.
Yes, and
you've
made it through. Get very involved in them. So when somebody says ghost, first thing I do is look to see, is there anybody around you that happens to be in military or police or anything like that?
Explain to me why. Because that makes sense. Because I want to go on that. I wanted to talk about that for a minute.
They're there for a reason and you're not supposed to know it. So right. I look to see what's going on.
Right. There's a reason for a method to the madness. There is, what do they say? Hiding in plain sight, right? Is that
right?
And I say it all the time. Everything isn't as it seems. Everything isn't always as it seems. What do they say? Rob you blind right in front of you. The deepest secrets in America, the most classified stuff and the most crazy things are either played out to be a crazy thing, so people believe it never could have happened. It's not possible. Or they saw it happen in front of them and they say, I didn't see that. That couldn't be what I saw. When you try to hide, you're actually making yourself more visible than if you just go ahead and do it in front of them. You feel what I'm saying on that?
Exactly. Yeah. If you're trying to not say it or not do it or not look that way or not something or other, you know, doesn't matter what it is. You know, the first thing I do is look to see, why are you acting like that? Because you're doing something that either I shouldn't know about or you shouldn't know about, and somehow you got tripped up. You missed a cue or something.
Right. That's the interesting part, because somebody that's really good, and this could be known, it's really known as the clandestine, sir. A clandestine, maybe word of the day, because I don't know how many people may actually know that word. It's not a big word to use every day. Not many people can say they are clandestine. It's called the clandestine service in the sense that it doesn't exist. It's blind. It's unseen. There are so many people that are heroes in that community that will never be thanked or never even be known that they're a hero. That is what you really need to be remembering on certain holidays, that there are many, many people that are making ultimate sacrifices. And we talked about this in the other episode, that they're star on a wall. They're never even a person. Many people have died in foreign lands, in waters, international waters, and wherever they might be within the bounds of the United States. And they are never going to be recognized for what they have done and for what they have thwarted. There's a word of the day again. What they have stopped, what they were a part of stopping from happening, what they allowed to happen to go without a problem. The election went by without a problem. There's going to be a transition of power January 20th of 25, like every other day, is going to go out without a problem. There are lots of things that probably might have happened on election day, but somebody on a non-official cover got that raw intelligence that we discussed on a previous episode, human intelligence. And then you got your Signet, your signals intelligence, all of these people. Somebody got information and maybe thwarted and stopped a potential problem. And that's kind of where I was going. Go well with what I was trying to say, Carrie, because I don't want to get too technical for people. And
I know you know things. I think that was a pretty good, you know, general description. I think a lot of people, I mean, if you just, you know, mention like Jack Reacher, people are going to think, then you, and then say one of those words and they're like, I know what you're talking about.
I'm a big fan of Jack Reacher.
I love Jack Reacher.
Jack Ryan. Can't speak too much on Jack Ryan, but I know more about Jack Reacher. I know you're a fan of that show. We're a fan. Interesting stuff. And that was a movie and a series, right? Now, are you referring to the series too, right? Both of them are good.
I watched them both.
Different characters by 100%, right? But still the same character, but different look, right? I mean,
it's the same character, but it was a different actor played the part.
Tom Cruise, the movie, and then I don't know, other gentlemen, but I'm talking about like the other guy is just like a gigantic weightlifting guy.
No, he's really cute.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Canada.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Ah, you ruined it for the whole world.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You ruined it for the whole world now. Everyone's like, oh, Jack, he's an ultimate American. Oh, come on. They really brought a Canadian in to play like a non-official cover? Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
So bringing it back in, the NOCs, the non-official cover, those operatives that are operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, everywhere and anywhere, those roles always remain unacknowledged. They are working all the time. It's not a regular work schedule. It's not a punch the time clock at 9 a.m. and go home at 5. Firstly, you don't exist. You're a ghost or a spook. Carrie, why do they use the word ghost or spook? Since you are talking about you see things.
A ghost you can't see.
Right. Spook is kind of the same thing, but it's not like didn't they call a ghost like spook or something?
Spooky, right?
Spooky.
That's a different meaning to it there, because that's more like, you know, Halloween type stuff, you know, spooky, whatever.
He's a spook.
I'm not really sure where that came from or why they use that one.
It has to do with ghosts, you know, like spook, scared. When you're scared, people jump and get startled and scared by a ghost, you know, spook. That's maybe where it came from. But either when you hear somebody, and again, this might not be everybody that's watching and listening, but if you are watching this, then you might be interested in this, and you'll know what you hear. He's a ghost, a spook. In other words, like, they don't exist. There's no, it's a hard trace of them. The different agencies, CIA, NSA, DIA, NGA, all of these people work very, very hard to ensure that they remove all connections to the clandestine operations and the operators. So your NOC, your non-official cover, your clandestine members, their IRS records never come back to any of these agencies or organizations. Their resume is not going to come back to that. These agencies work very hard to remove all connections of these agencies with these covert clandestine operators, meaning they're right there, but these agencies will make sure that they definitely put a huge distance between them for the protection, A, of the operator and the operator's family, and as well as for protection of national security in general, and for protection of the actual operation and the actual agency involved that is engaged in whatever it is. Before we get any more deep, I'm going to give you a chance to take a break because we fell into a sea hole. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
At the Rembrandt Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Eric A. Sinati Unplugged. You're gritty, down to earth, pulling back all the curtains, all of the stuff, giving you the insight and perspective right here. Eric A. Sinati Unplugged. Before the break, we were talking about the clandestine service. We were talking about clandestine operators. Operators that are working in the intelligence community, the IC, who are not officially recognized, are not employed directly with a particular IC agency or organization. Their tax records don't come back to that. The IRS doesn't even know. IRS wouldn't even know that. The IRS doesn't even have that information because, like we talk about on a lot of the shows, intelligence is compartmentalized, meaning the person to one side of the room and the other side of the room may work in the same building, may not even work for the same agency or department or division, and they more than likely have no idea what one is doing and the other one is doing. So if that's happening and it's compartmentalized within one organization, you can rest assured that the IRS is not aware of who's making how much money in what particular agency. They just get the information, you pay tax, and you move it on, you keep going. Nobody actually looks into this stuff any further. And if they do, back to being a ghost. The person doesn't exist. They're not going to show up in databases. Or if they do, they're going to show up in databases and on the internet exactly how they are perceived to be. These people literally are unacknowledged. I just can't say that enough because we talk about these shows, Jack Reacher and Jack Ryan and all this stuff. Hollywood does base on reality. I'm telling you here that clandestine service is a thing. These people blend right into civilian life while working covertly in some of the most high stakes, high stress, high level intelligence roles. And they're right there in your face, operating, doing whatever they're doing. You don't know who they are. They're not telling you who they are. The other people around don't know who they are. Most people within the organization that they work for don't even know who they are. They have a handler and a couple people that are working with them, advising them on what it is that they need to do. And they are passing up the intelligence that they're gathering to their handler or whoever it might be, a cell leader or whatever. Again, they are blending right into your everyday. As I said, everything isn't always as it seems. And some of the biggest stuff happened right in public, right in front of your face, and you have no idea. Well, now here's the best part is that while these different agencies will neither confirm nor deny, they will neither confirm nor deny that these individuals even exist, their presence in the IC, their presence in the IC provides a unique and a critical edge that can be no other than in clandestine. There are just some things that are happening within the intelligence community that are just unique to the clandestine, non-recognized, non-official people. But for these people, we would not have true democracy and freedom that we appreciate and enjoy on a daily basis. It would not be able to happen. Without the hard work of these people, more things would happen right here on the home front, in front of us, to us. So we have to have an appreciation because they are there. These people in the NOC may even be on loan from other agencies, federal agencies, sometimes state agencies, very rare, but there is some connection with local agencies, really not as often as TV may want. Obviously, TV always shows that there's no connection. Obviously, if you watch Jack Reacher, he's in trouble every town he goes to, right, Gary? Every place he goes, he stands out and he's in trouble with the police everywhere, even in the movie, too, right? The
show. Yes, yes, he is.
He makes everybody unhappy.
Well, you just take one look at him and you look and you say, it's like, oh, you know, what's he up to?
Right. Remember the movie one with Tom Cruise in the restaurant or the diner? And Reacher had the same one where the cop roll up in the movie and the show. They both have the scene in the diner. You remember that scene?
That's one Reacher thing.
It's like Tom Cruise is playing in the movie. The cops come in to arrest him for an assault or whatever. And he's like, in 30 seconds, the phone's going to ring. And he knew everything. And he said, you're going to let me go. And they were just looking and they laughed. And then the phone rang. And that's kind of almost reality because that's what happens with a lot of these people. They end up in these communities and they stir up the local people. especially those local in power. People who have power in local areas, local power, local elected officials, local law enforcement, they are not what we call read into the programs. When you're read into, that means you've actually been instructed on the compartmentalization of a program. If Carrie here, my executive producer, and this show was classified, and she's just working on video somewhere, but she doesn't know what's being said, that would be a good example there. Carrie doesn't hear what I'm saying, let's just say, but she's editing the video, but she doesn't get to hear the audio, somebody else does. That would be compartmentalizing. And now if I want Carrie to hear what I'm saying, somebody has to read her in. So then she gets read in, R-E-A-D, like reading a book. You read her in, I explain to her what the op is, what the operation is, what we are doing, and then she is now read in. Does that make sense, Carrie?
It did to me, because one of my favorite shows is NCIS. And they deal a lot with the FBI and
NSA.
Right. And, you know, it's like, until you get read in, we can't say a thing. And then the phone rings and they get read in.
Yeah, that is very, very interesting and is very true. And you know what I laugh about those shows a lot of times? And we say on this show, and I say I'm on the Hostile Zone when I talk about some of these things, there's a thing called the SCIF. And that is a secured facility for information and intelligence discussions. And so it could be a room in a building. It could be a ship container that you like an 18 wheeler, the container of it secured, whatever it is. It's a secured location that sound cannot penetrate in and sound does not penetrate out. Neither does vibration of the speaking. So people can't be listening with a device for vibrations. And also, radio and other signals are not getting into a SCIF and they're not coming out. Now, there may be a phone in there and an internet connection, but it is a special, it's called CIPRnet, secured internet. And that internet is specifically for classifications. And it's usually a red cable. All right, I'm probably falling into a seal here, but there's red cables. When you have like internet cable, what do they call them, Carrie? They with the DSL cables, right? The hardwired internet?
Yes.
So most of the time you see them in your home and anywhere, they're usually yellow and they come yellow. But on a CIPRnet, they're red. That's how you know, and you should know already, but their CIPRnet cables are always red. They're supposed to be red. And when they're going into the SCIF, that is the only connection going in, and it is a secured internet. When people are entering into a SCIF, they leave their cell phones. You don't go in there. It's just there. You don't bring any electronic devices in. You don't take any out. Papers don't leave there. They're not supposed to leave there. Information may, but the papers are supposed to be shredded unless it's an official document that they're going to turn over as a report. Interestingly enough, we were saying how they're clandestine and they may sometimes have people on loan from a federal agency or the military or things like that. A lot of times, you'll notice that there is a distinct interest with military, the military reserves, and the National Guard, with a distinct mix of tactical knowledge and insider experience. What makes the military reservists and the National Guardsmen, who are part-time military, engaged in this is that they have trained with tactical experience. They are members of the military. However, they are military when they're on duty, even though you're really military 24 hours a day, but technically they're not on orders. So they don't fall under the same exact guidelines. They may actually have a civilian position that was given to them because it's part of their non-official cover. They have this military training that they bring to the civilian position, and then they blend in into the community. And they might actually talk to people and be a member of the reserve or the National Guard and work for whatever agency that they work for. But they're really maybe a clandestine operator. You wouldn't know this and you'll never find out, because the only thing you're going to get if you make a phone call to any of the IC agencies is they can't confirm nor deny any such person exists or any such operation ever occurred. And you didn't need me to tell you that, America. Obviously, we're still wondering what happened to President Kennedy. Are we not, Carrie?
Yeah.
So if you think you're going to find out about the Jack Reacher in your community, and you think you're going to make an email or a phone call to find out about your local Jack Reacher that you think is a Jack Reacher, if they are truly a member of the clandestine service in whatever capacity, then you're going to get nothing when you ask. You're going to get zero when you go to their home to look for information. You're going to get zero from any electronic devices. You're going to get zero from the Internal Revenue Service. And you're going to get zero from any of the IC agencies that you may think you're smart and call or email you're going to get the same cut and paste response. They can't confirm nor deny, nor can they recall even having an application come from that person. That's the part that makes me laugh, is that sometimes people think they're going to find things when we don't even know what happened to JFK. Truly, we don't. It may not even be nefarious. It may just be what it is. You don't know. We have no idea. And we have plenty of other things that occurred after JFK that you question and ask yourself. People are still questioning 9/11. I am not by any means on this show or any part of my life saying that this was a government thing. You're never going to hear that come out of my mouth, and you're not going to get an opinion on that. So please don't say that I meant that. But I'm saying people question 9/11. They question JFK. So you got to ask yourself, do you think you're going to actually get any information if you're locally John Local Yokel and you're trying to find out about somebody that is a alleged Jack Reacher type? You're not going to find out because, again, they don't exist, and they don't exist for a reason. You, sir or ma'am, are not read into that. So you're not going to get an answer. Did I say that good enough, Gary?
Yes, you did.
Good. Good, good, good. So that's why the distinct with the National Guard and the Reserve is a great companion for these positions because of the different things that they must do and achieve while not specifically saying what it is that they're doing. And they have to survive in very different climates. And I don't mean weather climates. I'm talking different areas. You know, 1 minute they're in one place, next minute they're another. They have to create a whole new persona and create a whole new narrative on who they are, what they're doing. You're not going to find that out, no matter how hard you try. These operators are often highly skilled in human. We're talking people that created human intelligence, some of the best, possessing advanced behavioral analysis capability, enhanced. We're talking people watching, right? We talk about that, people watching. That is an art. It is a skill. It is part of the trade craft. It is part of your toolbox, your everyday carry. Your everyday carry is human watching, human interaction, human intelligence, human, H-U-M-I-N-T. Real intense behavioral analysis, which enable them to gather the nuances, insights that are not traditionally harvested in a traditional way. It's not harvested with using technology. It's not harvested with AI, artificial intelligence. It's not harvested with just cutting into a phone line, old school, like tapping into a phone line, literally, or getting into somebody's phone remotely. I mean, there's a million different things that could be going on. These people are highly trained in so many tactical areas. They are the ones that are doing all these things, but they're not telling you that, and you're not going to find that out. But you should be thankful. These are the non-traditional things. I would say, like, if you watch, like, you're talking about Reacher, right, Gary? Reacher. I guess we're talking about him a lot because it really is that. If you look at that movie, or even like Jason Bourne, but I guess we'll talk about Reacher, Gary. What about the crazy things that he can come up with on a moment's notice, right? Fixing something with mere no objects, making something a tool that's not a tool to fix something. Am I saying that correct? Because that's true.
I was trying to think of
MacGyver, right? MacGyver.
MacGyver. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
I can't even see you. I can see you over here working, but I couldn't see your eyes. So we're on the same page. And I wanted to say that. Now, am I going to get a copyright infringement? I hope not. But great show, by the way, MacGyver. Didn't they come back for a bit, too?
I know they tried to reboot it, but it didn't.
Yeah, they tried to reboot a lot. MacGyver could just fix anything. Now, I don't remember that show that much. What was his history? I don't even remember. He had, obviously, now I'm going to have to check that out to see what he was. Like the A-Team. Remember the A-Team? Another one. You know, and talk about non-official cover. How many things did they go into communities, right? And solve the problem. And the sheriff was always chasing them. And then the military was trying to hunt them down too. But they were obviously working for somebody. Even Rambo, right? That's another good one. Rambo. Rambo stood out in that. That's what created the series. What was it called? First Blood, right? They drew First Blood. Here he was, a guy in a community, I guess in the south of the United States, you know, a little small podunk community or whatever. And this guy appears. Obviously, the whole world sees him, and then something's different, and they mess with him. And then I guess they drew First Blood. That was the first one, right? First Blood. The local sheriff started messing with him, forced him to fight back. Now, I don't know if he was a traditional, like a non-official, but you're getting the sense. Did I go there correctly?
I think so. I don't necessarily remember Rambo, but...
Really?
Ugh. You know what one of my favorite... You know what one of my...
Don't let slide. Don't let Stallone hear you say that. I mean, that's his character.
That's true.
Although he is a great, great boss on Tulsa King. But anyway, go on.
True Lies.
True Lies. Great one. Here's the thing about that one. I personally like that one, but that one is very, very far out there.
Oh, yeah.
But what actually is interesting about that, that we can say, the scene where he flies the helicopter. Oh, no, not that. It was the Harrier jet, right?
Yeah, the Harrier
jet. The Harrier takes off, can take off like a helicopter. It'll go up. That's why. Okay. So when he did that it does seem far out there, although there are people that can get into a plane and fly it. And you ask yourself, how does that happen? I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not going to tell you.
Well, he was a pilot. He just hadn't been in one for a while.
Was he really?
Yes.
But then didn't she look at him like something like the wife look at him like when he did that? Or he had
very astonished that
she thought it was boring. He had a boring life. Remember she's talking and she met the guy who was a fake. He was the car salesman. That was great. Yeah. And you know, and that kind of makes me think of another scene from Tulsa King, since you mentioned a fan of Rambo, or you didn't know much about Rambo.
I said I like Stallone. I just didn't really care for Rambo.
No, I'm just messing with you. But that was the first one, too. That's really cool. That was called First Blood, and his name was Rambo. I don't think they ever intended on a series. Nothing ever starts off as a series. You know, then it becomes, if it hits hard. But it reminded me of a scene in Tulsa King. I don't want to break the whole show down, but in that movie, Stallone is a boss of a mafia family, or a capo regime of a mafia family in Tulsa, becoming the boss of that area, whatever. There's a whole storyline on that. But he goes into the car dealership and he said the guy gave a hard time to the person that worked for him, and it was a racial thing. And he walked in, he said, you're scared of the wrong person. That is truly clandestine service. You're worried about the wrong person. Worry about what you need to worry about. They're scared of the wrong person. And he was like, because I'm dressed nice, you automatically assume that I was safe. And then he beat him up. It was great. Did you see that show or no?
No. No,
He sent the guy in to buy a car with cash. He sent the guy to buy, the younger guy that works for him, he sent him in to buy him a car. And he gave him a lot of cash. And when the guy was black and he went in to buy the car, and the car salesman wouldn't sell him the car because it was cash and he assumed it was drug money. So then Stallone goes back to the car dealership and he says, "See, here's the problem. You were scared of the wrong person. You wouldn't sell him the car because he was black and you thought it was that money. But when I walked into your office, you were offering whatever I wanted." But then he beat him down. I don't want to give too much details. Plug for you on that show. You should go check that out. It's on Paramount Plus. Get yourself a subscription to Paramount Plus. Check out Jack Reacher and check out Tulsa King. You'll enjoy. With that, take a break. We're going to come back after this moment. This way you can write it down and put it into your saved library to check out Tulsa King and Jack Reacher. We'll catch you in a minute. Hey, it's Eric A. Sinatti, host of two syndicated talk shows on iHeartRadio. When I need a sharp look, I head to Quick Cuts. Susan, the owner, always nails it perfect every time. Mention Eric sent you, she'll give you a special deal. Call 910-371-5510 to book now.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sean Kelly, founder of Project 201. Right now, too many of our kids are falling through the cracks. And here at Project 201, we're stepping in with mentorship, sports, and life skills. But we need your help. Your donation isn't just a gift. It's an investment into our youth and their future. With your support, we can keep them off the streets, in school, and on the path to success. Become a donor, mentor, or sponsor today, and let's change lives together. You can visit our website, 201sports.org, to make your impact now, and or give me a call here at 201-725-5062. Mentorship through sports. Changing lives one at a time.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you for coming back. Eric A. Sinatti, Unplugged, giving you my insight and perspective. We're going to continue on with our conversation prior to the break about the intelligence community. We were specifically in the section about the clandestine service, which is not an actual specific agency, but it is a section that could be under any of the agencies. And we were talking about the non-official cover, the people that are operating in your community that if you were to try to look, you're going to get, I can't confirm nor deny their existence, nor any such operation. I think we've hammered that down enough. But what we can continue to talk about is the things that you do see sometimes are bigger than just what you see, meaning it's public reassurance through transparency. In fact, high-profile exercises like many things we've seen, what was before Election Day, there was an exercise in Washington, D.C. We discussed it in the previous episode where there were helicopters coming into the Capitol, landing, extracting people, all this stuff as a training operation, a training sortie, whatever, a drill experience. These are high profile. And yes, they may be disruptive to your personal life and your personal daily activities. However, they play a pivotal role in ensuring that the public is operationally ready. Our systems are operationally effective to operate in a public domain without causing as much disruption as our enemy or somebody that might be trying to do that. To kind of circle that, what I mean is that, yes, some of these exercises that you do see may disrupt the daily purpose of your life, but that's because you're living that daily life. You have to imagine yourself. You have to take yourself out of that area, like the people that were there in Washington, D.C., in the Capitol, and they watched this operation of helicopters coming in. Yes, it's disruptive. You must take yourself out of that as an American. And this is to all of you, though, is you need to remove yourself from it. And you need to see what you saw. And then you have to imagine what they're seeing in a foreign land on their television or on the internet, because they're seeing that action or that training sortie or whatever it might be, a training up, whatever it is. Our enemy is seeing that. Our adversary is seeing that. That is a show of force without actually having to produce force on somebody. You're actually making a move without actually making a move. It's like, what is it? How do you explain it? Like, if you're going to have a street fight, right? And they got people got their hands up like they're going to box. If you lunge in like you're going to punch, but you don't really swing, maybe the person backs up and moves away. You didn't actually have to fight, but you did fight. Did I do that correct, Carrie? I'm trying to not overcomplicate
it. Yeah, it kind of reminds, you know what that one reminds me of?
Is Fonzie. Oh, God, where are we going? Fonz? Wow. You know what is crazy? I watched a thing on him today. Wow. I really did. And I'm a fan of his. I've gone back and started watching. I actually took it on Paramount Plus. It's on Paramount Plus, Happy Days. And I went back to the first episode. And because it's before my time. I was born. And it's based long before that. But it's great, great, great show. But that is great. Tell me why you think Fonzie. Why not? I want to hear that. I do know, but I want to hear your version.
There was one episode where somebody wanted to fight. And Fonzie knew that he was going to get his butt kicked. And
I kind of think I remember that.
He said, have you ever seen me in a fight? Have you ever once seen me throw a punch or anything like that? And he said, no, I haven't. Why is that? And he said, because you go in with the attitude that you are something and people just back off.
Fake it till you make it.
Yep.
Right. Very, very good point. Because you know what? With any of these positions, especially, the non-official cover, 90% is what you can to keep yourself, like just like what you're saying with Fonzie, to avoid a problem, you need to make the other person be very certain that they don't want the problem you're going to bring to you. And there's a scene in Jack Reacher. Remember he tells with the outside? And there's five of them. And he's like, really, it's three against one. And it was like five. And he explains, after I take out the first guy, the big one, which I believe is you, and he points them, he said, maybe one of the other two are going to try to fight. And then after I take him out, they're all gone and they run away. Remember that scene?
Yeah.
And that's true. It's true. Yeah. Do you really want to bring it? Bring it. I say, bring it. Bring it. Because when somebody is willing to give it to you, you have to ask yourself, why do you want to give it if you're not confident that what you're going to give is going to be effective? You don't have to, because if they see and they have the perception that you bring what they don't want or what they fear, then they never want to confront it. So why are these exercises going? Because there are people around the world that are not living every day. So the minor inconvenience that somebody might experience during one of these training operations, a training sortie, whatever they might call it, you're seeing the whole thing because you're there. We're in a free democracy. We're a different, you need, so I think the problem, Carrie, is most people need to leave the United States and actually go to a country that is not a vacation spot. I don't know how else to put it without getting FCC violations on language. You need to go to places that are not so nice, places that are not as free as we are here, and places where the government is not as good to the people as you are here. When you do that, then you will recognize the little disruption that some kind of drill or training exercise going on in your backyard is way better than the bad guy actually in your backyard. And for us to avoid, a strong defense is an even stronger offense. And that's what you need to do. We need to let people know what we can do and how bad it would be for you to do that. So we're telling you, and exactly with that scene in Reacher, he said, remember, you asked for it. I remember that line because it's great. He looks at them and he says, are you sure you want this? And the guy, all five of them are laughing. And the girl, remember the girl said, yeah, whatever. You wanted this. Remember it. You asked for it. And they all laugh at him. And then he takes them out. End of story. And that's the truth. So don't complain when there's a little disruption in your community because of a training sortie or training exercise, because you're seeing the whole thing, but the other people, the adversary, is seeing the actual thing that occurred, and they're saying, this is not what I want to happen in my yard. I'm sure the people that lived in Pakistan right after that raid probably did not like what actually happened and said, wow, this is not something I want in my neighborhood. You know, helicopters and people jumping into your community. I know I wouldn't want that in my town. I'm sure Carrie wouldn't want that. And I'm sure you at home don't want that. So when we're watching this training thing that we did in the previous episode, we're seeing it and we're saying, wow, that happened. But we're so used to it. And people are like, oh, I'm annoyed. Think about the adversary, the enemy, that's seeing that, saying, maybe I won't poke the bear. We're going to take a short break because I don't want to poke the bear.
At the Rent Round Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. Moving forward, as we were saying, sometimes everything isn't always as it seems. Sometimes it is exactly as it seems, but it's not for you or me to decide what it is. As long as the best interests of our nation and our people are in the forefront, the foresight, the forward sight of our government and all the people that work within, I'm okay with that. It's when things become nefarious and all that, then it becomes bad. But there are some things that the public just doesn't need to know. And there are some things that adversaries need to know, they need to see. Because the last thing you want to do as a country, and no politician, no military member, no member of the ICE wants to go in and hurt people in other countries. Now, maybe there's some individuals who are sociopaths, psychopaths, whatever. But as a whole, nobody wants to go in and do dirty stuff and hurt people and die, risk nations and civilians and all that. Nobody wants to do that. But making statements like this, avoid that. And that's what needs to happen. So with disinformation running rampant all around, all over the place, and you don't know what is real, what's not information, this, like that exercise that we saw in the Capitol a week ago, and other ones like that, are definitely not mis or disinformation. You saw it yourself. It's on video. They watched it. You can see the capabilities of what is available. So what's the takeaway on that? There is public trust, and there's placing security into the institutions that are safeguarding. The mere essence of our freedom is there. You might find it as an inconvenience, and it's a nuance that happened, and to you, it just went to your everyday because you're not thinking like that. Somebody has to think like that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, everywhere, so that you and everybody else can go about their 9-to-5 daily routine and do that without dying, without family members dying, without having somebody tell you exactly how everything needs to happen under a dictatorship. These things are sending a message. Not only is it a training opportunity, these people are having a chance to work and do something to keep them sharp. You got to keep your knife sharp. Your knife is no good to use in any purpose. And we're not even going warfare here. If you have a nice, juicy steak and you're at a steakhouse, and I can't plug a steakhouse because they're not a sponsor, but you're getting a juicy steak, what good is that big extra knife they give you? You have your regular butter knife and your different fork, depending on what restaurant you went to, how many there are. But they usually come with a steak knife, the bigger one. How good is that knife if it's not sharp? No good. You might as well take the butter knife. How many times did we get a knife and you took the butter knife and it doesn't cut the steak? That's our toolbox. That's our tool. So you need to sharpen your knives. You need to sharpen your skills. You need to be sharp. That's what this is. And it's sending a message at the same time. So it's, if you can do two things at once, then that's much better. You're training and keeping fresh. You're sharpening your knives. You're keeping your toolbox operational. And you're sending a message, all without anybody getting hurt. That is key. Fact is, these exercises also are involving both intelligence agencies, intelligence operators, and regular military agencies working together. Military teams that never have other military units supporting other stuff that really has no direct connection to the IC. But in these operations, there might be a liaison between the two that is helping them work together. They may not, again, it's compartmentalized, but they are having a chance to work together. That is a good thing. And it's through this insight and through the coordination between the several elements in the IC, such as CIA, NSA, NGA, DIA, it strengthens a layered defense of our entire United States, our entire freedom. We call it the National Security Framework, like a picture frame. The country is inside the frames. The IC and all these agencies, military, everybody is the frame. It is what makes this building behind the window, behind me, makes this the mighty building. It's all these people in coordination. So what is the takeaway we're going to take? The Capitol behind me is a symbol of our nation. It's a symbol of the strength of America. It is the symbol of the might and the power of the people and of our nation as a whole. And it exemplifies our abilities to not only counter evil, but to stamp it out. You don't want to just counter it. You want to ensure that you crush it and end it so it's not a problem tomorrow. That is the true takeaway. And that is the core values of our democracy, whether you like it or not. Like the, another, since we're going on movie puns here, A Few Good Men. Remember that at the end? You don't may not like that. You may not like me on that wall. You may not all that. But if you're not going to pick up a rifle and get on and stand a post, then get out of the way, because don't question the very freedom that you have in the way I provided. And at the same time, enjoy that freedom. That is a great, I didn't say it exact because I don't want to get copyrighted here, but did I put that good enough? I mean, that is exactly what we were trying to say here.
Yes.
I mean, how can you, anybody say, as grotesque and as repulsive as you may find him or any of these agencies to be, you want them there. You want them on that wall, as he says. You need somebody to do what you can't, won't, or afraid to do. And that's what all of these people do, whether they are clandestine or out in the open. If you didn't sign up to do this yourself and you didn't try out or do it, don't question that it was done. Just be thankful that you're here. Now, again, I'm not saying don't ever question your government, because always question, always seek truth. Always. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying sometimes you may not like the big picture of what is going on, but the real picture is that building behind me that you get to wake up every day. And what did you, oh, right to his line, in the very blanket of the freedom that he provides. That was the quote. It came to my head, the rest of it. And it's true. That building is the blanket of freedom. Now, there it is. You may not like what it took to put the bricks and the cornerstone of that building up, but it's there and it makes you safe every day. And that is what makes us different from the rest of the world. And I'm going to revert to the where I went before. Unless if you have actually been and experienced some of these countries, and I'm not talking about your vacation spot. You could go to Cancun, Mexico, and have a great time and walk around, but go not too far out of Cancun. It's a whole different story. We know this. So people, I've been away on certain places. I know what, you don't know what another country is like. Am I saying that good, Karen? Did I put that out there well?
Yes.
Good. Because that, I think, is what needs to be understood. You don't really know. Others don't know. I don't know everything. You don't know everything. But you question, but don't deny. At least you have to know that it's there. I'm not saying you need to get on a plane and fly to the most terrible place on the earth and experience a dictatorship, experience ethnic cleansing. That's going on all around the world. We know this. We know that a lot of places it's happening. We just don't tune into that channel, right? We don't want to watch that. We watch movies and when the animal gets hurt, they got to put a line at the end. No animals were killed in the making of this movie, because that hurts us as Americans, as people. But when we blow up other people, we don't seem to care. That's just a movie spin, but that it's true. So you never know. Don't wonder. Either go and find out for yourself and do one of these jobs. Raise your right hand and do it, or learn about it, or maybe just question. Thank the Lord that somebody has done it for you. So what is the final debrief? Did I close that out good on that?
Yes.
I didn't, yes. I didn't want to be too much. You know?
Yeah, I think I kind of closed it out good.
So then I'm going to close you out now. In the world of complex, multifaceted threats, readiness is our best asset. Readiness is our best asset. Although exercises might be about security and training is about security. Specifically, we talked about the exercise that went on at the Capitol, but it's more than security. It's about securing the public confidence, securing the confidence that we have in the agencies that are protecting us. And it is expressing a deterrent to adversaries. And it's reinforcing our commitment to democracy. So let's stay vigilant, stay aware, because protecting what we value requires more than just words, more than just watching my show, more than reading a book. It requires action. And unless if you're willing to do action, move out of the way and let somebody do action. As we continue navigating through times, and some of these times are very tough, an informed public is a resilient public. A public that is aware of what's going on is a resilient public. Keep watching, keep questioning, and never, never settle for surface-level narratives, because surface-level narratives are not what you need. As we close today, remember, staying informed is not a choice. It's not a choice. It is your responsibility, your responsibility. Have some self-responsibility. Know that you have a mission to, whether it is to be in the military, the intelligence community, or to work at any store. You have a mission. It's your choice to learn and to stay informed. Okay? Do that. It's your responsibility. Don't make me say it again. Here on Unplugged, we're about cutting through the noise, digging deep, giving you what needs to be said and must be said. We're seeking truth and giving the best that we can. This is Eric A. Sinati. Until next time, stay sharp, stay engaged, and never, ever stop questioning what relies on the surface, because you never know what's just beneath. We'll see you on the next episode. Check us out. Any of your favorite podcast platforms, any social media, iHeartRadio, and your cable provider. And if it's not, demand it. We'll see you on the next episode. I'm Eric A. Sinani. God bless America. God bless you.